You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please, Lister. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that would make me Daffodil.
Come on, pull over your chair. Come closer to the radio here. Now get nice and comfy and welcome. Open your ears real wide and enjoy the cheese we are about to present on the show this week.
I'm hopeful that it's worth enjoying.
Oh, wow. Rick Dees is on the show this week. I know he's been known in commercial radio for many years, but he had some parody records back in the 70s we're going to take a look at. On top of that, we've got a listener submission about a crow. Yeah, a crow.
And a listener submission. Someone actually wants us to play this.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We didn't have to twist her arm at all.
And she didn't have to twist ours because we wanted to play it.
Yeah, there we go. And, I'm not going to say much more than that other than we're going to play some instrumentals now. We've got two different artists this time around. We've got Florian Zabak and Pussyfootin. But we have to play Klaus Wunderlich. Why say his name right at all?
I think that's fine.
Okay, with Das Mädchen Karina, Let the Sunshine In, and Good Morning Starshine, a medley, right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. Cheese, Please.
With Pussyfootin' and Florian Zabach, known for that zither song we played before. And before that, we had Klaus Wunderlich with Dalmatian Carina, Let the Sunshine In, and Good Morning Starshine, the delightful organ medley from the 70s, because we play Klaus every so often on the show.
He's one of our favorites.
Yes, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, which is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And now it's going to go disco, sort of.
Which is weird.
With Rick Dees, I mean, he's still doing his countdown somewhere. We're focusing on his records from the 1970s, and he actually got fired from a top 40 radio station because he's playing his own record on the air that was, like, in the top 40.
Which the fans were demanding that he play.
Yeah.
it's not like he was trying to convince people to buy his record by playing it. It was already a huge record.
Yeah, but it ended well because the competitor of the radio station he was working for hired him.
If
I remember right.
Yes.
Anyway, Rick Dees, what can you tell me about him? The quick version of it.
Well, his real name is Rigdon Osmond Dees III.
Oh, so
no wonder he calls himself Rick.
Yeah, really?
Yes, he was known for his weekly syndicated radio show, the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 Countdown.
Exactly, but before then, he was making parody records. We're going to play Eat My Shorts a little later, a parody he did in the 1980s.
I was going to say, that's got to be an 80s song.
It is, but before that, This Gorilla coming up shortly, but we're going to start it with the one that started it all, that went up the charts and he got fired for playing it. Disco Doc on
Cheese Please.
Moving my feet to the disco beat.
When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service.
And Discorilla, as we continue our Rick D's montage. Time we go to Eat My Shorts before Bart ever says, on cheese, please. Daffodil, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I was just checking.
You put me down, you ran gonna run. You spit my breath. They just declared our sex life legally dead. And baby, without saying a single word, I put my hand in the air.
With Rick D's and Eat My Shorts, and I hope they were just came out of the laundry in the event you have to actually eat shorts.
Well, maybe he was talking about shortbread.
Ah, yes, I never thought of that, but we
cookies.
All know, thanks to
eat
Bart.
Eat my cookies, it sounds so much better.
But we all know, to Bart Simpson, thanks to Bart Simpson, doesn't necessarily mean shorts. Maybe it does. I don't know.
And maybe that's where the Simpsons got the idea from in the first place.
There we go. You have more information on Rick D's to wrap it up?
Yes. You know, he even hosted his own late-night TV show on ABC.
Oh, really?
In the early 90s, called Into the Night, starring Rick D's.
Ah.
It was on for one season.
I guess no one remembered.
And it was canceled for low ratings.
Ah, that makes sense.
He even did some feature films.
Really?
Yeah, in one big role, he played in La Bamba.
Oh, really?
He played Ted Quinlan, the Los Angeles DJ who helped launch Ritchie Valens' career.
He was in La Bamba?
He was.
I never saw that movie.
It's a good movie. You should see it.
Now I'm kind of curious. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Oh, it's that time, isn't it?
It is.
For something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
First off, I want to say hi to Spirit Carrier Ghost Fox out there who
we
listens
know you're
to our
listening.
Show. Who listens
we know
to
you're
our
listening.
Show? Yes, yes, yes. Somewhere in Florida. That's all I know. Who writes to us, besides sending the following song we're about to play, you have my full permission to make fun of this song as much as you need. It was written to make fun of my husband, so why not carry on the tradition? There we go. So let's play Caw Caw.
We don't really make fun of the things that people send us because they're fans of our show.
That's true.
We usually end up becoming fans of them.
Ah, yes. So we should clarify that before we play Caw.
And this is so catchy and infectious, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
I that's as close as I can come to a raven or crow.
Caw, caw.
Right here on.
Caw, caw, caw.
Much better. On.
Cheese, please.
I wish I had an army of crows. A loving feathered flock all in rows. I give them all the shinies that my husband brings to me. There'd be less household clutter, it would be easier to clean if I had an army of crows. If I had an army of crows, a cawing choir of praises to me. Going to the mailbox, there would be nothing to fear. They chase away the
La 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 la. But I don't have an army of crows yet, and I wish I had an army of crows. So buzz off, mother, I'm off to the park to feed my future minions. I've no time for a lark. I'm recruiting for my army of crows.
Keys, please, with Spirit Carrier, Ghost Fox, and Caw Caw. Little thin on the lyrics near the end, though, isn't it?
It's fine.
Why did that happen? I mean, couldn't you just put something else in there? I guess...
You're being critical. Stop it.
I know, but she said make fun of it, right?
Well, I can't make fun of it, but being critical is not the same as making fun.
Really?
Really.
I did not know. Oh, well, I will go on air as saying I'm sorry about that. Is that fair?
That's fair.
There we go. Why would you want to play that? Because it was submitted. And Daffodil, do the thing here.
Which thing?
Solicit for...
Oh, if you have something you would like us to play, you can send it to us.
Yes.
Reach out at comments at cheeseplease.com.
Yes.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
And if you're in Canada, what is it called?
I can't do that one again.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
That doesn't roll off my tongue nearly as well.
Anyway, my name is Stark.
I'm Daffodil, and you're going to do your thing now.
Oh, really? This soon?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I just don't realize it. Here we go. Oh. Here it comes, the pneumatic tube, the last song we play. Out it comes, and the piece of paper says to play My Boy Elvis by Janis Martin, ending off the show this week.
I have some things to tell you about Janis Martin before we end.
Quickly.
Really quickly. When she first got hired, she was 15, and Elvis sent her a dozen roses.
Cool.
And she was dubbed the female Elvis because of her fancy moves.
Cool. Anything else?
Among her more successful songs are Will You William and Let's Elope, Baby.
Cool. Well, we're going to play My Boy Elvis. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Hey, everybody, come on down. The man with the guitar just hit town. Takes off like a rocket. There he goes. Rocking from his head down to his toes. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. With bambling, who Elvis sing to me? Heartbreak Hotel, blue suede shoes. He walks away with all my blues. Take my troubles, take my pain. Load them on that mystery train. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. With bambling, who Elvis sing to me?
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions.
Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com.